I walk on the path, away from my car and the man who's locked in my trunk. It's quiet here, midnight miles outside the city. Cold now, November, but I don't feel it. Not really. I've been too excited ever since his wife said she'd meet me. Can't stop thinking about how much she's gonna pay. I want her money, cause there are men out there who want my money. Her headlights hit me and my heart beats fast. She pulls in and parks at the end of the path. I stare, still like a deer, then hurry back to my car, open the trunk. He reaches out, lunges, punches my neck. I stumble back, holding my throat, wondering how he got free from the rope. Can't think about it. I shove him back down as he tries to rise. Pull out my gun and he grabs my wrist, points it away. My gun falls in the trunk, but he takes it too late. My knife's in his gut. I take back my gun, slam the trunk shut, leave him to die, carried away by the blade, and realize now I've got nothing to trade. And she's walking toward me.
I walk away from the car toward the path and the man who has taken my husband. Don't call the police, the man said. He'll be dead. You'll be dead. His voice slurred from the drugs or alcohol or both. Don't call the police, so I don't. Moving onto the path, my breath steaming in the cool air, I shiver. My hand clasps the old handbag filled with $100 bills, straight from a bad B movie, the darkness, the trees, the quiet. My other hand stuffed into my coat pocket, balled up in a fist. He'll pay. I'll pay. I can do this. I must do this. Face this man, look into the abyss, and hope it doesn't look back.
And I can use a fix fast, cause his face is fixed in my mind, and I've run out of time. She's walking toward me, there's nowhere to go. All I can think about are my hands squeezing her throat, like they're reaching for hope, stealing her money, fling somewhere remote.
My coat, a thin layer of protection against the man, no, the monster walking toward me, unsteady, wild, and angry. I know the look well, nothing like voluntarily walking into hell.
We meet in the middle, but my mind's at the end. Like every choice I made's been a step to this woman. Deals I can trust, friends left in the dust. I hear a noise turn, learn her husband's out of the trunk, and he's pulled out that knife I left in his gut.
The man's back turned, I pull the gun. Fire. He falls. My husband then sinks to his knees. Baby, he pleads, reaching. The bloody knife clatters to the pavement. Stepping over the dead man, I rush to his side, swipe a tear from my cheek, the makeup spread thick to cover the bruises. Then sink the blade deep.